I'm Lisa Prather, and welcome to The Voice of Health with our host, Dr. Robert Prather of the Prather Practice, where lives are changed every day through the natural approach to healthcare. Well, today we're talking about opiate-free pain relief, a new hope. And this has been a lot in the news, not just in this month, because September is National Drug-Free Pain Management Awareness Month.
Appropriate time to talk about it.
Mm-hmm. But it's been a problem that's escalated now in recent years. And Dr. Prather, I know you well. I'm your wife. And I've just seen there's been a lot in the media this last week since we're beginning September, and seen you really passionate about this because it's been called a national state of emergency.
Right. Back when this whole crisis was starting, I was putting out warning signs that this would be something that would happen. It was pretty evident that we would develop this type of problem for anybody who was really looking. And unfortunately, you know, the people who should have been monitoring this weren't. So we're in a crisis that has been created. A lot of people are dying. There's 115 people who die daily from a drug overdose, and it would be much higher if we didn't have the medications to save people's lives. So this is something that is costing people lives. It's affecting every aspect of our society. President Trump has called it a national emergency, which it is. It's costing billions of dollars, tens of billions of dollars a year for the American economy. It's destroying lives. It's ruining children. It's destroying families. This is just a plague on the United States that didn't need to happen. If we had been responsible, been watching and monitoring our drug policies, this is something that never would have happened in the first place.
Yeah, I just think about, you know, how it's destroying lives. And we know the foster care system has been greatly affected. We know someone right now that's fostering a child since she was 2 days old who had to go through withdrawals, this child, this baby, because her mother was on opiates.
Almost every family has been affected by this. You know, probably everyone who's listening out there knows of some family member or friend who has been affected by that. I think about there was a great nephew of mine, you know, who I wasn't in contact with quite a bit. But instead of going through withdrawals, you know, on trying to get off of the opiates, going in and going through that, he decided to commit suicide. As something to avoid the withdrawal symptoms because they're so terrible. So, you know, we're talking about something that is a healthcare crisis. It is a disease at this point. And the poor people who are addicted to this, it's very, very difficult to get off of. It's something that that we needed to educate, that we need to stop this. And at this point, almost all efforts that have been put forth have been in vain. I know that the Surgeon General that was under President Obama made a very concerted effort. He had put out a letter asking all physicians to rethink how they were doing opiates. He sent out another letter where he was stating that, you know, it was a complete failure. You know, this is, now we're into the new administration. President Trump has declared that this is a state of emergency. I know this new Surgeon General, who is actually from Indiana, this is one of his top priorities. And this is something that the public needs to take seriously, physicians need to take seriously, And this is something that we've had several times on our radio program, but something that we're very passionate about and see this as truly a health emergency. And the awareness that we can make for people is something that we need to do.
We're titling this show Opiate-Free Pain Relief, A New Hope. So if you're listening, we're going to give listeners out there hope. There is hope. There are answers to this. People need to be aware. So I love, you know, awareness months, but I'm a doer.
Right.
It's good. Make people aware. Throw stats out there. But you have to do something about it.
Right.
And we're going to talk about what we're doing at the Prather practice and the results we're getting with people. We see people coming in with opiate addiction and helping them with withdrawals and getting off that and providing pain-free relief, opiate-free.
There's quite a few patients who are coming in and they said they were coming in and say, hey, you know, I've got really bad pain. I went to my family physician and they suggested an opiate for pain relief. And they said, oh, I don't know about that.
Yeah.
You know, that's not, I hear that that's not really a good thing to do. Let me find out another alternative. So I'm very proud of those people willing to look for something else. And it shouldn't be, you know, it's everyone who has an awareness along those lines. We're trying to educate doctors. We're trying to educate the public. But kudos to those people who sit there and say, you know what? I'm not going to take those pain medications. You know, I'm going to find another way to get my pain under control. I know that there are alternatives out there, and that's one of the things we're going to talk about.
Yes, because we've been able to help those people.
Correct.
And that is kudos for them. Well, last week, WIBC had a show titled Opiates in Indiana, There is Hope. And you listened to it, Dr. Prather. What were your thoughts?
Oh, I thought it was excellent. Really liked the show, and that WIBC was willing to do that. They covered a tremendous amount of things. There's an awful lot to be covered. But one of the things that I wanted to, and I encourage everyone to listen to it. It's it is under their specials on that. And so you can get on there, and I highly encourage everyone to listen to that. But there's a few things on there that I would like to just to cover a little bit more in depth, and things that I think that would be real helpful for the public.
Okay. Well, let's talk about that. What are some of the aspects you would like to add to that?
Well, one of the things I would like to cover a lot more into depth is the safe, effective, non-addictive strategies to manage chronic pain, which is really important, because if you're going to take away people's opiates, you have to have an alternative.
Right.
You know, it's people are in pain, and so they come in, and if you don't give them pain relief, they're going to obviously be upset. So how do you meet those requirements? So we're going to talk about that. We're also going to talk about new innovative treatments for opiate use disorder. So there are some new things besides just pharmaceuticals that can really help out. You know, meeting pharmaceuticals with pharmaceuticals may not be the best answer for everyone. And so we have some alternatives along those lines that I think are very effective. We also want to educate the public and professionals on proper use of opiates. That's one thing that has really been put out there, and something that's not well understood. And once you understand the proper use on that, then you can help your physician, or as a physician, help your patients to know when is the proper time. Pharmaceuticals are absolutely wonderful. Opiates can be a gift to mankind, but if only they're used properly. And if they're used properly, then we're not going to have this opiate crisis. So one of the things that we got away with, got away from, is proper use of opiates. Also, the pharmaceutical culpability in creating this crisis. And so we're going to get a little controversial on this, but something I think that needs to be brought up.
Okay. So when we come back, more on the opiate-free pain relief, A New Hope. You can win a free 60-minute massage in a relaxing spa at the Prather Practice. Each month, we have a drawing to give away a free massage to one of our lucky Facebook and Twitter fans. Follow us on Facebook and Twitter on our website at thevoiceofhealthradio.com. This is The Voice of Health with Dr. Robert Prather. The Voice of Health Wellness Tip with Dr. Robert Prather of the Prather Practice. How is TMJ treated at your office?
One of the most important ones is actually some jaw adjusting. The technique that I actually use, I invented. It needs to be extremely light adjustment. If you come in hard on the jaw, it's a very mobile type of a joint.
Mm-hmm.
So the angle, the pattern, and just the amount of right pressure, it's a very gentle type of thing. As a matter of fact, people just sit there and say it's sort of like a puff of air. You know, I mean, did you actually do anything except, you know, all of a sudden all their pain's gone.
Yeah.
Matter of fact, the TMJ is one of the major causes of headaches. There's a different pattern if it's cervicogenic and jaw on the headaches. By the time just we do the consultation, I usually know where the headache's coming from. It also has a very strong emotional effect. There's actually a direct nerve that goes right to the brain from the jaw that goes directly to the emotional center in the brain. The emotions can affect the jaw, mm-hmm. and then the jaw can affect the emotions. Jaw problems of any type of musculoskeletal pain, people commit more suicide from TMJ. About 80% of everyone's going to have TMJ sometime in their life. And many times people aren't even aware that that's where their problem's coming
right.
from. One of the things that you have to do is the neck has to be fixed to be able to fix the TMJ. If you don't get the top bone called the atlas fixed, you'll never be able to fix the TMJs.
And that's something you do.
That's
your specialty.
We actually
is
have
the
a
atlas.
Specialty on
yeah.
that.
Mm-hmm.
So, but you can have TMJ problems and not have a neck problem too.
Okay.
But if the atlas is out, you're going to absolutely get nowhere with a TMJ. There's also a global type of a shift that occurs. The pelvis will actually shift. We've had people with elbow problems. We've had people with shoulder problems. And I said, it's coming from your jaw. And they're like, you know, well, it doesn't hurt up.
How does that happen? Yeah.
And so I go up there and adjust their jaw. And I recheck their shoulder and the elbow. And I said, does that hurt anymore? And they go, no. Oh, my gosh. I've had people working on this for 2 years and never gotten this far, and you do it in just like 5 seconds. Examination and diagnostics are absolutely so essential for really understanding a problem. If you don't know exactly what's going on, if you don't know what the cause is, then you can't fix it.
Right. And when you know, it makes the treatment easy.
Oh, yes.
Schedule your appointment at the Prather Practice, 317-848-8048. That's 317-848-8048. Or learn more on our website at thevoiceofhealthradio.com. The Prather Practice, restoring hope. A special message from the DTS Weight Loss Center at the Prather Practice.
Are you tired of making the same weight loss resolution only to end up right back where you started? Let the professionals at DTS Weight Loss Center take all the frustration out of dieting. Our nutritionists and wellness coaches know what works for every body type and can develop a plan specific to your needs throughout your medically supervised program. Make the change by visiting us online at DTSweightLossCenter.com. Dedicate. Transform. Succeed.
When you call the Prather Practice to schedule your appointment at our DTS Weight Loss Center, mention the Voice of Health radio show and you'll receive a free initial consultation plus a free body composition analysis. 317-848-8048. That's 317-848-8048. The DTS Weight Loss Center at the Prather Practice. Dedicate, transform, succeed. You're listening to The Voice of Health with Dr. Robert Prather of the Prather Practice, the most comprehensive wellness center in the Midwest. We're talking today about opiate-free pain relief, a new hope, and we're doing this show to give people hope. If you're listening out there, you know someone or yourself addicted to opiates, we want to give you hope today. Because there's hope. And we were talking at break about stats, and we can throw a lot of stats out there. There are a lot of mm-hmm. stats. It's National Drug-Free Pain Management Awareness Month here in September. You know, the media is covering it a lot, but stats don't change things.
Correct.
And we want to talk about that. So, Dutch Prather, you were talking about four things you want to cover, mm-hmm. and today on the opioid crisis, and we're going to talk about safe, effective, non-addictive strategies to manage chronic pain, and we're not hearing a lot about that. And at the Prather practice, that's what we do, safe, effective, non-addictive strategies. Mm-hmm. And let's talk about what has been recommended by the healthcare community.
Well, you know, the National Council on Pain has changed their recommendations. The first thing that they, there for quite a while, they were recommending opiates as a first line of pain relief. That is, recommendation is a complete disaster. So mm-hmm. they have changed that, and they said that should never be a first line pain relief. Mm-hmm. Also, the American Hospital Association, FDA, everyone has come out with a change in how things should be run. The Healthcare Leadership Council has changed all of their recommendations. Matter of fact, one of the things that hits home here in Indiana is the Dr. Todd Graham Pain Management Improvement Act. That was Dr. Graham was a very well respected double board certified physician up in Mishawaka, Indiana, and he was shot by a husband of a patient who was seeking opioids. Mm-hmm. And it just kind of shows the desperation that this crisis has created. Mm-hmm. So, you know, he did the right thing. Said this was not an appropriate type of a care, and they have put together a bill that has passed the House that basically stated that they should be encouraging a different approach, which also follows the pain management recommendations. And basically what they put down on there is that cognitive behavioral intervention mm-hmm. should be one of the first things that is done. Physical therapy, occupational therapy, physical medicine, biofeedback, chiropractic, and acupuncture should be the first things that are done to try to help to manage pain. Mm. And those alternatives, as they can be offered in there, can be, are proven to be far more effective.
Right. I don't even call them alternatives.
No.
No.
No, they are really the first line of mm-hmm. the defense. And this gets into the whole aspect of, you know, what we keep on talking about. We talk about structure function care, and we talk about disease care. Mm-hmm. Disease care is always managed through pharmaceuticals and surgery, which I agree with. And then you have structure function care, where you're trying to bring the body back into homeostasis, bring that body back into balance, which leads to healing and health and true pain relief. The proper balance for healthcare should be 20% disease care, 80% structure function care. And if we could achieve that balance, we wouldn't have this crisis at all.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And the problem with our healthcare system, and Dr. Graham was a medical doctor. He was a disease care doctor. Mm-hmm. And he said we are completely out of balance here because we are relying on pharmaceuticals to take care of problems that should be structure function care, which is what we're talking about. That's what he was recommending. That's mm-hmm. what is recommended by every legitimate national corporate type of entity mm-hmm. is recommending this type of care. Mm-hmm. This is where we should be going. And unfortunately, it's very frustrating because we're not achieving that. Mm-hmm. In other words, everybody says this is the way that we should go, mm-hmm. but it's not being done. Now, why is that not being done?
Why?
Well, one of the things is that the physicians have been taught for an awful long time that structure function care is the enemy, mm-hmm. that the only way that we go is disease care. Those physicians who are willing to, MDs, medical doctors, who are willing to step out there and say, hey, you know what, disease care is not a complete healthcare system.
Mm-hmm.
We need
not
to
a complete health
not system. A complete healthcare system. Now, don't get me wrong. I think we have the best disease care system in the entire world, but we're like 65th on our measurement of healthcare. So we have the number one
65th
disease
care out of
all the nations in the world.
Really?
Yes. So we have a very poor healthcare system, but we have an excellent disease care system. What are we missing? We're missing the structure function care. Mm-hmm. We're also not only missing the structure function care, but the two sides aren't talking to each other. Mm-hmm. You know, there's an awful lot of people who are providing that care, but they aren't really integrated into the healthcare system. So not only do we need to provide it, but we also need to integrate it. And that's one thing that we've done with the Prather practice. So we've really tried to integrate it. So we brought in a medical director. We have two nurse practitioners in our office. We are really trying to get into the different types of community relationships with other physicians so that we're working in conjunction and trying to integrate disease care and structure function care so that they can get, so the patients can get the best of both worlds.
Right.
We need to put aside our petty differences and our old squabbles.
How about egos?
And egos, and start working together to provide the proper care that patients are needing, demanding, and that the evidence-based care is proving is the best way to approach it.
So these alternatives that they're talking about that are effective, non-addictive strategies you talked about came from the top, right?
It comes from the top research. It comes from the people who make the decisions.
Yeah, and they're talking about chiropractic care. Chiropractic's on that list. Acupuncture.
We, of course, do physical medicine in our office. We do the occupational therapy. In other words, these things are things that we do. And, of course, we also refer out for cognitive behavioral intervention.
Right.
So, you know, these things are things that we offer within our office in a combined type of way. People don't have to go other places to get them. And that's one of the great things that we have. And why we get really good results is because we do combine so many of these different types of aspects and also look at what are the disease care options that people need.
Okay. Well, let's talk about, what alternatives to the opiates do we have?
Chiropractic.
And we're talking about what we offer here at the Prather practice.
Correct. Chiropractic is absolutely essential if you're going to get the types of changes in pain that you need. You're an occupational therapist. You've worked with me in the office where you provided the care. And we've had physical therapists. We've had a lot of different types of people who've worked in that line. And if we can get the skeletal structure back into its homeostasis, proper alignment, it is so much easier, isn't it?
Oh, yes.
To do the physical therapy.
If everything is aligned, it makes my job so much easier, the corrective exercise part of it.
Correct.
So much easier with the patient.
And really, they should be working very closely together. This is something that I saw when I first started out. I didn't have that portion of the practice.
The exercise part, the
rehabilitation, and I would send out for it. One of the things is that there was a lot of poor integration. In other words, I didn't get a whole lot of cooperation in sending the patients back because there wasn't the realization of what we could do.
Collaboration
was very poor.
That's improved greatly.
And so we brought it in-house because I knew that chiropractic by itself was not all that was needed.
Right.
To make the corrections on the patient. And I saw so much better results when we added the rehabilitation with that. Along with that, some of the things that we offer is the physical medicine. We have a several massage therapists in our office who go in there and actually provide some of the relief along those lines. We have several different types of modalities. We have all sorts of electrical stims. We have diathermy. We provide decompression. There is a tremendous amount of physical medicine that we provide within our office.
Mm-hmm.
So the chiropractic, getting the structure in place, if you don't get the structure into place first, you get very poor results on everything else.
Yeah, just thinking about
skeletal structure mm-hmm. is absolutely essential.
And we're talking about the nervous system here.
And the nervous system is the master controller of the body.
Mm-hmm.
If the nervous system isn't working properly, and of course, what goes along the nervous system? Pain.
Right.
So one of the things that we see is my patients, as they come in and get their chiropractic adjustments, have immediate pain relief.
Mm-hmm.
Because it's working directly on the nervous system. So the evidence on chiropractic care is very, very, it shows a much better results on pain, chronic mm-hmm. pain, than opiates do.
Right. And it's been proven.
Let me repeat that. For chronic pain, chiropractic care is much, much better.
Right.
So the evidence is pointing towards these things that have been recommended.
Okay. We come back more on safe, effective, non-addictive strategies to manage chronic pain.
Listen to the Voice of Health Radio on your smartphone or tablet on all of the top radio apps available. TuneIn Radio, Stitcher, and iHeartRadio. You can find these apps and more on our website at thevoiceofhealthradio.com. This is The Voice of Health with Dr. Robert Prather.
Laughter is the best medicine.
So they check me into my luxurious half room. There's a curtain down the middle with a mystery patient on the other side. And he's moaning over there. Thinking, man, they're never going to help me with him moaning like that. So I got to out-moan him, you know? Quit moaning, we're all hurting. The whole floor is like a haunted choir.
Have you ever been curious about how acupuncture can benefit your health? The Prather Practice has received the Indy A-List Award for Best in Acupuncture for 2 years in a row, and we've been rated the top acupuncture provider by Google+. Dr. Robert Prather is a board-certified licensed acupuncturist. He's earned a reputation for combining effective acupuncture-based techniques with cutting-edge technology to help patients with many conditions. Acupuncture is documented and proven to help with many health issues, including pain, allergies, addiction control, anxiety, fatigue, vision problems, infertility, and so much more. We even have needle-free options for those who are a bit squeamish around needles. Call the Prather Practice to schedule your appointment and experience the benefits of acupuncture for yourself. 317-848-8048. That's 317-848-8048. Or learn more on our website at thevoiceofhealthradio.com. The Prather Practice, restoring hope. I'm Lisa Prather, and you're listening to The Voice of Health with Dr. Robert Prather of The Prather Practice, where we get to the root cause of your health issue.
Well, we're talking today about opiate-free pain relief, a new hope. And September is National Drug-Free Pain Management Awareness Month. And Dr. Prather, we're talking about safe, effective, non-addictive strategies to manage chronic pain. We're talking about, you know, a new hope here.
Mm-hmm.
It's already been proven. Everything we're going to talk about, what we do at our office, has been proven to be the best treatment for chronic pain or any type of pain. But let's go. We talked about chiropractic care mm-hmm. being one of those. Also, something titled EAD. We do that at the Prather Practice. Let's talk about that.
Sure.
This is something fairly new, highly effective, and covered by most insurances.
Yes. Electroauricular devices is something that is used for pain relief, something that is approved for, especially for peripheral neuropathy, because there's so few things that work for that. But you can use that for any type of a chronic pain. It works on the brain receptors. The ears are the pathways to the brain, and you can hit different types of points along those lines to get pain relief. One of the interesting things about this is that the auricular therapy is the most proven therapy in the world, even more so than pharmaceuticals, mm-hmm. because you can hit different points on the ear, and you can immediately, if you have the correct devices, mm-hmm. See the changes in the brain receptors. So it's a one-to-one type of correlation along those lines. The EADs are very, very good for pain relief, but they are also very good for opiate addictions.
Mm-hmm.
So not only does it help with pain relief, but you can also use it for addictive, for any kind of addiction. We've used it for quite a long time for smoking cessation, for alcoholism, for drug addiction, is all different types of things that it's used for. It's also used for pain relief. And interestingly enough, if you are a medic in the military, For field training, they train you how to hit points on the ear for pain relief.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah, it was something that I had a couple of medics who had come in, and I was talking to them about some auricular therapy for some of their pains, and they said, oh, yeah, I know those points because the military trains me in hitting those points to provide pain relief for people. For soldiers out in combat, where if we don't have any morphine, anything like that, I can hit the auricular points and get some immediate pain relief.
Mm-hmm.
So it's something that is excellent. It has been, those devices have been now approved for opiate addiction,
mm-hmm.
as
and
one
the
of the
FDA.
Things for to control it. So very exciting types mm-hmm. of things. We also have an electroauricular device so we can work on the points while we're in there. And
well, the
also
EAD is the ear unit,
is
right?
the unit
people
that goes
wear.
Out there.
Mm-hmm.
Right. So we have those that people can take out with them, and then we also have an instrument in office that we can hit it very specifically and go after pain with that.
Mm-hmm.
So auricular therapy is one of the exciting new ways of approaching pain and also approaching opiate addiction.
Mm-hmm.
So, again, that's something that we've been doing in our office for about 20 years.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and that's a safe, effective, non-addictive
yes.
treatment.
Non-addictive, except people go, oh, wow, that really feels good. But there's no withdrawals.
Uh-huh. Those ear units, they look like, you know, like FBI
yeah.
secret agents.
Yeah.
Or let's talk about acupuncture.
Sure.
That's one of...
And acupuncture is a very well-proven method of pain relief. People are really surprised. They sit there and they said, did you put drugs in that thing?
Mm-hmm.
That's one of the more common things that they say. But the acupuncture, a friend of mine was able to win a Nobel Prize for his research on acupuncture and showing the physiological change that occur. So acupuncture will shift you out of a pain mode into a relaxation mode.
Mm-hmm.
It really increases the oxytocin, which is your feel-good hormone. It also, what's great about that is it increases your natural opiates. Let me repeat mm-hmm. that. Acupuncture increases natural opiates in the body. And it also clears out the receptors so that you can start to get, it works on a double whammy.
Mm-hmm.
So increases your opiates and increases your the receptivity of your of the opiate receptors that block pain. So long-term acupuncture, not only do you get an immediate relief, but the more acupuncture you do, the less sensitivity you have to pain.
Mm.
The better your body's able to handle pain.
Mm-hmm.
Is one of the results of acupuncture, which is very exciting, very helpful, and it is very, very helpful for people who have opiate addictions. I've had patients who have come in, I think of three patients right now, who were no longer on opiates, were trying to get off and go through the whole detox process. We did the acupuncture on them, and they got up and they said, I have no cravings.
Hmm.
This one guy, his wife was in there, and he stuck him in there, and he's like, what the heck?
Mm-hmm.
I feel so different. Hmm. And he got up afterwards, and then that was the first time that he hadn't had cravings in about 5 years.
Wow.
And he said, "Wow, I don't know how long this will last,
mm-hmm.
but I don't have any cravings." And I told him it would last about 48 hours, which was about right. We saw him again. He said, "Yeah, I could start to feel everything starting to come back." Hit him again, and after 12 sessions on that, he was craving free.
Wow. And that's acupuncture.
That's the acupuncture.
Mm-hmm. I like how you said, and you hit him. Hit him again.
Got him again. And one of the nice things, again, about acupuncture is that you don't really feel it.
Mm-hmm.
And there are many different types of ways you can approach it. We also have laser acupuncture. We have electrical acupuncture. So, again, it's something that has a lot of options.
You know who thinks... I feel is the most squeamish on those needles.
Who?
It's grown men. I hear that all the time.
What I find interesting is when I have people who have about 4 or 5 tattoos and a piercing, and they say, oh, I don't know about acupuncture. And I'm like, what? Are you kidding me?
Uh-huh.
And then we did it, and then they laugh, and they say, oh, I didn't really actually feel it.
The tattooing
I feel
was
a little
worse.
Embarrassed.
That is funny. So we've talked about some treatment that we provide at the Breather Practice.
Sure.
To replace opiates that are more effective and been proven more effective.
Of course.
Chiropractic, acupuncture, physical medicine, the electro-auricular device, and the therapy. How about nutrition? Does nutrition play a role?
Yes, nutrition plays a very big role. One of the things that occurs when you are addicted, usually your dietary habits aren't the greatest,
mm-hmm.
but also the drugs or alcohol or cigarettes or whatever it is that you have puts a greater strain on the body. So if you are taking opiates and you're eating a perfect diet, you're still going to get more nutritional deficiencies than what you would have normally have had, because the stress of the opiates puts a greater stress on your body and uses up more nutrients.
Mm-hmm.
So, and those nutrients are oftentimes involved with pain receptors, B vitamins especially B6. Those deficiencies will help to increase pain. Matter of fact, many types of pain can be created just by certain nutritional deficiencies. And then if you add on to that the dietary habits of people who are addicted, because the normal desires of life don't satisfy.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the desires for food, for love, for friendship, for just being a parent, loving your child, are all gone when you're addicted to opiates.
Mm.
You do not have the same love for your wife. You don't have the same love for your child, because the opiates change who and what you are. You know, you lose that. Not only do you have lose the normal desires that usually will satisfy you, because the opiates make they overcome the body, and the only thing that you crave is the opiates. You don't crave a good walkout. You know, the things that normally would make you feel good, mm-hmm. a hug, don't make you feel good anymore. Mm. And it creates a need and a desperation that is very hard to fill.
Okay. When we come back, more opiate-free pain relief, a new hope.
Never miss an episode of The Voice of Health so that you can stay informed and empowered about your health. Get a podcast of our show automatically delivered to you every week by signing up for our show on iTunes. You can find that link on our website at thevoiceofhealthradio.com. And don't forget, thevoiceofhealthradio.com has complete archives of all of our past episodes with an audio library of information to help you add more life to your years and more years to your life. This is The Voice of Health with Dr. Robert Prather. The Voice of Health Wellness Tip with Dr. Robert Prather of the Prather Practice. Well, what is the Gallup report?
The first ever annual report on people's awareness of chiropractic. The Gallup system has never really done a survey on actual chiropractic to find out where people are with chiropractic, their understanding.
So what did they find out? How do people view chiropractic?
About 14% of the population on a yearly basis use chiropractors. Mm-hmm. About 50% of all adults have been to a chiropractic, and they have a very positive view of chiropractic. We have the highest satisfaction rate of any healthcare professional.
Mm. Interesting.
With the people who've actually visited us.
Mm-hmm. And experienced it.
And experienced it.
People have a lot of opinion that haven't even gone to one.
Right, and have no idea what it is. Uh-huh. So when they asked people who had not been to a chiropractor, the other 50%, of those, 25% said chiropractic they considered was dangerous. Uh-huh. Have you had any experience with chiropractic? No.
Interesting.
The other group was like, I'm not really quite sure. Mm-hmm. You know, there's a lot of misconception on that, you know, on what's actually going on. And there's a lot of opinions that really don't hold water. You know, one of the things that keeps people away from chiropractic is it safe? Is mm-hmm. this a safe modality? And even a lot of professionals aren't aware of the facts that's associated with that. But according to an independent group called the insurance company, which does, if you are in the insurance business, you know that they are extremely thorough because they're talking about their money. Chiropractic malpractice has the lowest rates of any healthcare professional. Mm-hmm. Nurses have a higher malpractice rate. Dental assistants have a higher malpractice rate. My medical assistant has a higher malpractice rate than I do. Uh-huh. So, you know, the thought patterns on that chiropractic is dangerous. It is actually the least dangerous of all the healthcare systems out there. Mm-hmm. The research is just, you know, overwhelming on the benefit of chiropractic.
Schedule your appointment at the Prather Practice, 317-848-8048. That's 317-848-8048. Or learn more on our website at thevoiceofhealthradio.com. The Prather Practice, restoring hope. You're listening to The Voice of Health with Dr. Robert Prather of the Prather Practice, where our mission is restoring hope to our patients.
We're talking today about opiate-free pain relief, a new hope. And Dr. Prather, we are talking about new innovative treatment for opiate use disorder that we do at the Prather Practice. Talked about the EAD, the electroauricular device. Mm-hmm. We have an ear unit and also we can do that without the ear unit, also using a stim unit. We were talking about nutrition, mm-hmm. and I know I have a brother who's a recovering cocaine addict, and we're going to get him on this radio show because he's doing some wonderful
amazing things in Michigan.
Yeah.
Very well known.
Yeah, we'll get him on this show. And remember growing up with him, we were always trying to keep the red dyes and the sugar away from him. He was, you know, at a young age addicted to sugar, the refined sugar. And I remember, you know, my parents checking, trying to keep those things away from him, and it was really hard to do that.
Mm-hmm.
And that has a lot to do with the nutrition.
Oh, absolutely. You know, the sugar addiction, you need to look at all the addictions in the body, and one will feed the other.
Mm-hmm.
So diet has a big effect on people and their abilities to get well. Mm-hmm. And have recovery. So diet needs to be something that is very closely looked at.
I'm reading a book right now on Crave, because I'm doing a diet right now that it's lower calorie. Mm-hmm. And you know what? I remember that first week I was on it, how much I crave food. You don't even realize. You know, I have an emotion. I want to go to food. Any emotion, you know,
sure,
joy,
sure.
Sorrow,
sure.
Stress. So it kind of all goes back to that. So,
and I think one of the things that is very important to understand is that once you become addicted, it becomes a disease. You aren't really in control of your thought processes, of what you mm-hmm. do. You need to be reliant on other people to help guide you,
mm-hmm.
because your cognitive ability is definitely hampered
mm-hmm.
With an addiction, and that's all you want, and nothing else really matters. And when that occurs, people don't even like themselves.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
right.
So finding help, understanding that, I think of one patient that I had coming in. This was an 80-year-old grandmother, mm-hmm. a great-grandmother, who was a preacher's wife, who had never touched a sip of alcohol in her entire life, and she had some arthritis and some problems. And her physician had put her on opiates for 12 years. So she had been doing opiates for those 12 years and had to increase, which happens with opiates, because the amount that you were taking to get the pain relief becomes the pain relief becomes less and less, and you need more and more.
Mm.
That's one of the problems with opiates. And then, of course, opiates don't make the pain worse.
Mm-hmm.
So there was a constant increase on that, and he was audited, and he says, "I can't give you any more opiates," and cut her off.
Yeah, just cut her off. Yeah,
just cut her off, which is very dangerous.
Mm-hmm.
And this was a woman who had trusted her doctor, had trusted the pharmaceutical companies for the information that he got, and she was addicted. Mm-hmm. She was a an addict through no fault of her own, and getting her to the point of being able to be pain-free and free from the addiction was quite a challenge.
Mm-hmm. 80-year-old grandmother.
80-year-old great-grandmother
mm.
who, so the opiate addiction is hitting everyone.
Mm-hmm.
It is not a moral lax type of situation. It is something that society has created, you know, this issue.
Mm-hmm.
When you're talking about people who are addicted to heroin, 80% had their first opiate experience through a prescription.
80%?
80% of all the heroin addicts first got it with pharmaceutical prescriptions.
Mm.
So, wow. You know, that tells you how much there has been a failure of our healthcare system.
Mm-hmm.
And this was not something that was a problem until this whole push by certain pharmaceutical companies to create this problem through for financial gain occurred. So we're going to also talk a lot about that. But I want people to know that this is a disease process, and you need to go to the proper people to get these this disease process under control, and that your own abilities to handle this are just not there.
Right, right. And we're talking about treatments that we offer at the Prather practice to break that opiate cycle.
Yes.
That opiate cycle.
Right.
And they've been proven to safe. We talked about chiropractic care, acupuncture, the electroauricular device, nutrition. How about homeopathy?
Homeopathy is a wonderful, wonderful program. And one of the things that we have found extremely helpful for pain and for opiate addiction. Mm-hmm. We can make homeopathics that help to relieve a tremendous amount of the symptoms. One of the nice things about homeopathy is that there aren't any side effects. There aren't any addictions involved with it. Most of the solutions that have been coming down, pharmaceutical solutions for the opiate problem, is that they're using pharmaceuticals that are also addictive. Just less addictive. But does that really get us to the point that we really want to be at? Why don't we look at things that are non-addictive, that are completely safe, no side effects, and things that have been around for hundreds of years with excellent results? One of the things is I had a patient say, well, I don't really believe in homeopathy. And I said, well, you know, why are you taking it? And he goes, what? I said, on your pharmaceutical list, you have a homeopathic on here that was prescribed to you, nitroglycerin.
Yeah.
And I said, is that not effective? He says, oh, it's extremely effective. And I said, then you're taking a homeopathic.
He didn't realize it. Well, most people probably don't realize
Most pharmaceutical pharmacists and MDs don't realize it's homeopathic. You're not putting nitroglycerin in underneath your tongue. You're going to blow your tongue off. it is a homeopathic is vibrational. Very, very effective. We started him this. He was a very intelligent man. And we started him on some homeopathics. And he goes, just like the nitroglycerin, I feel the immediate effects. And I said, well, you know, not only do we watch it that way, but we're looking for evidence. In other words, if we're giving you homeopathics for your kidneys, we want to see the kidneys number. If we're giving them for your liver, we want to see the liver numbers. So, you know, we are very much into lab tests, objective findings, good, you know, proper examinations, and to see if the product is working or not. And we know whether the product is working or not. And the homeopathics, we would not get the same results if we didn't have the homeopathics in our office. We would not get the changes that we see. Right. Homeopathics is where it might fail is the training of the homeopaths. Because homeopathics are only as effective as the giving the proper one and finding out what is the proper homeopathic and what is the proper dosage. If you don't get those things right, you don't get the changes. And it's not like pharmaceuticals where you only have a few. We can make over 80,000 different homeopathics with over a billion different settings. So it is an art and a science of its own, and to get the kind of results that you need with homeopathics, you need to have someone who can and is able to find what is it that you exactly need, getting that in there, and then it works great. But what is also great about homeopathics is that there are no side effects, no problems that are associated with it, so it either works or it doesn't do anything. Very, very safe to try.
Yeah. I think that's my favorite thing we do is the homeopathics.
Mine too.
Because I feel a change when I need them. I mean, I feel it immediately.
Yes.
Yeah.
When we had people who have had opiate addictions, we make up different types of homeopathics for that. And they do. They honestly really do feel an immediate difference.
Yeah. We're going to continue this in part two next week. A lot of information. Opiate-free pain relief. A new hope.
The Prather Practice is located at 8902 North Meridian Street on the north side of Indianapolis, just south of the I-465 loop. If we can help you to achieve better health, we'd love to hear from you. Connect with our office at 317-848-8048. That's 317-848-8048. Join us again here next week or anytime on our website at thevoiceofhealthradio.com for The Voice of Health with Dr. Robert Prather.